Good evening. Welcome to the Reformation Society. I greet each one of you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Tonight, we're wanting to look at two great men of the Middle Ages. The Venerable Bede, a great scholar and author, and King Alfred the Great, one of the most tremendous reformer kings, one of the most courageous soldiers. These two men affected history in such a way that influenced us to this day. Now that may sound to be quite an extravagant claim, so let me back that up by heading into these factors. Let's start then with the Venerable Bede. Bede lived 672 through to 735, so he was the 7th into the 8th century AD. Bede was one of the most influential Bible teachers and historians, and it was from his practice of dating events from the incarnation of Christ, AD, Anno Domini, that our present dating system of separating events to before Christ, BC, and after Christ, Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord, came into general usage. So you might not have heard of Bede before, but you're certainly using his calendar and dating methods. Bede was born to Saxon parents in Jarrow, Northumbria, in northern England. And here, if you look on a map, you can see by this number 3 right up there on the east coast of England, in the north, in what is called Northumbria, at the little town of Jarrow. He was born to Saxon parents. Bede entered the monastery at age 7, and he devoted all of his time to the study of the scriptures and to absorption in the monastic disciplines. This involved daily singing, working, worshipping, learning, teaching, and writing. In his 19th year, he was admitted to the diaconate, and in his 30th year, he was ordained to the priesthood. Bede was a prodigious writer. He wrote 45 books, including commentaries, textbooks, translations, and histories. His knowledge was encyclopedic. He wrote grammatical and chronological works, geography, hymns, poems, sermons, biblical exegesis, and the first martyrology with historical notes. That's writing on the martyrs, but with a thorough historical footnoting. Although most of Bede's works were in Latin, he was also the first known writer of English prose. Bede's didactic, that's teaching and ethical works, were so widely spread throughout Europe, and they were so highly esteemed that he was described as the teacher of the Middle Ages. He engaged in lengthy research concerning seasons, cycles, times, and events. In 703 AD, he wrote On Times, and 20 years later, he wrote On the Reckoning of Time. His chronological research and calculations profoundly affect the way we continue to date events to this very day, including Christmas, Easter, resurrection of Christ, all the way through, and these key dates, these key events in the Christian calendar, and the very division of all of time into BC and AD are all a result of his books On Times and On the Reckoning of Time. Bede led a life of simplicity and devotion. He was always occupied with learning, teaching, and writing. He was most zealous in the performance of his duties. He was known as the most learned man of his age, proficient in patristic literature, that's the writings of the early church fathers, Jerome, Augustine, Tertullian, Cyprian, Origen. He mastered the classics and he studied in Greek. Master classics, by that we mean studying the great Greek masters, Homer's Iliad and Odyssey, Plato, Aristotle, Socrates. He studied in Greek, he studied in Hebrew and in Latin. Bede was described as kind, generous, with a tremendous love for truth and fairness. Many expressed admiration for his devotion to the Lord and his service to God's people. Bede wrote that the door of the kingdom of heaven was not open to those who only know in their learned minds the mysteries of faith and the commandments of their Creator, but the door to the kingdom of heaven is open to those who have progressed far enough to live by them. Now that's a really important statement. Let's look at that again. The door to the kingdom of heaven is opened not only to those who in their learned minds know the mysteries of faith and the commands of the Creator. The kingdom of heaven isn't just open to us by intellectually knowing doctrines and commandments. No, it's to those who have progressed far enough to live by them. In other words, it's not enough to believe in our head, even in our heart. It has to be seen in our life. It has to be practiced. There has to be a daily expression of our love for God, our faith in Him, and our obedience to His commandments. One of the greatest achievements of Bede was the invaluable Ecclesiastical History of the English Nation, and this book was completed in 731 AD. His authoritative history of the Christian origins in Britain speak of the Celtic people who were converted to Christianity during the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd centuries after Christ, and then details the comings of the Anglo-Saxons and their subsequent conversion by Celtic missionaries. Bede's devotion to truth and his accuracy set an unprecedented standard for future historians. His history remains the major source of information on life in early England. Bede described the importance of history. Some people don't seem to appreciate just how important history is. History is His story. We see the sovereignty of God in history. We see how God blesses those who are obedient to His laws, and how He curses and judges those who are disobedient, how He lifts up nations, how He brings them down. We can see so much in history that illustrates the works of God. So we must study the Word of God in the Bible, and we must study the works of God in nature and in history. And here are quotes from Bede. "For if history records good things of good men, the thoughtful hearer is encouraged to imitate what is good. Or, if it records evil of wicked men, the good religious reader or listener is encouraged to avoid all that is sinful and perverse and to follow what he is in God." So history is a means of learning what God blesses, what God judges, and it is vital that we learn both the good to imitate and the evil to avoid. There is so much in history that we can benefit from. If we know our past, we can prepare and work for a better future. Bede emphasized the evangelical and civilizing mission of the church. The history of nations has moral meaning. And as you see the rise and fall of nations, and how you see how the Roman Empire was judged and the barbarians overthrew it, but then the barbarians were converted to Christ. Then in came the Vikings invading and pillaging and looting, but the barbarians converted the Vikings. And the Huns attacked, but the Magyars, the Huns, they were converted too. And then came from the north the worst of the Viking attacks, not only the Danes, but now the Norwegians, the Normans, they were converted too. And one after the other, we can see how nations in Africa and Europe and throughout the world were affected by the gospel. And we can see the rise and fall of kingdoms and nations and of peoples, and it's got a moral message. There's an ethical foundation to history that is essential. History is His story, and the church has a civilizing mission, and we have a critical role to play, not just in recording history, but in making history. The prayer with which Bede closed his ecclesiastical history gives us an insight to the motives of this dedicated disciple of Christ. "I pray you, noble Jesus, that as you graciously granted me joyfully to abide in the words of your knowledge, so you will also of your bounty grant me to come at length to yourself, the light of all wisdom, and to dwell in your presence forever." And that's the prayer that concludes this epic, landmark, Ecclesiastical History of the English People book. At the end of Bede's long and productive life, as illness and weakness overcame him, he insisted on completing his translation of the Gospel of St. John into English. Despite sleepless nights and days of weariness, he continued his task, taking every care in comparing the text and preserving its accuracy. "I don't want my boys to read a lie or to work to no purpose after I've gone," he told his scribe. On his last day, Bede called his scribe Wilbert and told him to write with all possible speed. "There is still a chapter wanting. Be quick with the writing, for I shall not hold out much longer." He worked until nightfall, and when his young scribe had completed the task, Bede rejoiced, "It is finished!" He sang the Gloria Patria, glory to the Father. Then he breathed his last, and he entered into the joy of the Lord's presence. Imagine that. Imagine working right up to the last hour, the last minute of your life, and having the joy of knowing that you've completed the race. You've kept the faith. And that was Bede's wonderful legacy. The teacher of the Middle Ages continued to influence all of Christendom through his writings and through one of the star pupils, Egbert, who established schools throughout Europe and became the master of Charlemagne's palace school at Aachen, which was the center of the Holy Roman Empire and influenced an enormous amount of the development of Middle Ages Europe. Bede lived and ministered during tumultuous times with theological, political, and geographical conflicts between the Greek Orthodox Church in the East and the Byzantine Empire, through the rise of Islam, which spread by the sword from Arabia across the whole of North Africa and into Spain and Portugal, even threatening France itself, until it was finally stopped at the gates of Paris at the Battle of Poitiers or Tours, when Charles Martel the Hammer mustered and roused all the knights of Europe to make a stand on a plain that withstood six furious cavalry charges of the Muslim Saracens and blunted them, stopped the advance, put them to retreat, and chased them out of France across the Pyrenees into Spain, and saved the heart of Europe from falling to Islam. And at 732, the high water mark of Islam, that occurred just after the death of Bede. So he lived during these tumultuous times. You can see here on this map some of the political realities of the Byzantine Eastern Empire and the Kingdom of the Franks, and where the Jutes and Angles and the Saxons came, and the Norsemen. So gives you a bit of an idea of the great people movements and invasions that were affecting history at that time. In this map, you can actually see where the Saracens, the Muslims, were attacking with the blue arrows from the south, even taking the whole of Italy and Sicily and Sardinia and Corsica and getting into France and turning Spain to the Caliphate of Cordoba. You can see the Magyar raids, or the Huns, what became Hungary. The Hungarians or Magyars were terrorizing Europe, and you can see right across Central Europe, terrorizing the people, tremendous devastations and destruction caused. And then the Vikings, the yellow arrows show their attacks, even going from Sweden into Russia and going all the way down through Kiev into the Black Sea and through to Constantinople, which they had at their feet. And coming through the English Channel, the North Sea, or the German Ocean, and raiding even as far as Ireland and Spain. And here in this map you can see the spread of Islam, which took the whole of the Middle East and North Africa and went into Spain through the sword, conquering so much of the Byzantine Empire, massacring Christian communities across the whole of North Africa and Spain. This is some of the background, this is some of the very tumultuous, volatile situation in which Bede lived, and where he did not allow himself to be affected by the rising and falling of kingdoms around him. He was set on providing the literature and the scholarship and the history and the teachings that were needed for the church to survive and to thrive. However, instead of becoming entangled in the controversies of his day, Bede dedicated himself to serving God in obscurity and using his gifts to produce some of the most important works of ecclesiastical literature in history. And every time we write the date, we are using the dating method that Bede established. 1 Timothy 4 verse 6 tells us, "If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine which you have carefully followed."